Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're doing a deep dive into ServiceNow, ticker NOW. This stock has been absolutely hammered over the past year, down over 46%. And the big question is this a massive mispricing, or is the market seeing something we're not? We're going to break down the business, the numbers, the competitive landscape, and figure out what's really going on here. Let's start with the big picture. ServiceNow is a company that's been around since 2004, and it's become the go-to platform for enterprise workflow automation. Think of it as the operating system for how large companies manage their IT, employee services, customer service, and now, increasingly, their AI agents. The stock has taken a beating, but the underlying business is still growing at over 20% subscription revenue. So what gives? ServiceNow is headquartered in Santa Clara, California, and employs over 26,000 people. It's led by CEO Bill McDermott, a veteran in the enterprise software space. The company's core offering is a cloud-based platform that helps organizations digitize and automate their workflows. They started with IT service management, but have expanded into customer service, HR, security operations, and now, the big one, AI. Let's look at the revenue picture. For fiscal year 2025, ServiceNow generated $13.28 billion in total revenue. The overwhelming majority, $12.88 billion, comes from subscriptions. That's the lifeblood of the business. Geographically, North America is the biggest market, bringing in $8.35 billion, followed by EMEA at $3.4 billion, and Asia Pacific at $1.53 billion. Now let's get into the earnings. In Q1 2026, which they reported in April, subscription revenue came in at $3.67 billion, up 21% year over year. That's accelerating, not decelerating. The company also raised its full-year subscription revenue guidance. But the market didn't care. The stock dropped 16% on the news. Why? Because the earnings beat wasn't big enough for a stock that's already priced for perfection. But here's the thing. The fundamentals are rock solid. Gross profit margin is over 76%, and operating income has grown from $355 million in 2022 to $1.82 billion in 2025. That's a five-fold increase in 3 years. On the Q1 earnings call, management was very clear about their strategy. They're positioning ServiceNow as the orchestration layer for enterprise AI. They're not just a workflow tool. They're the platform that connects AI agents to the rest of the business. They're targeting $30 billion in subscription revenue, and they're seeing accelerating demand for their AI-powered products. The key takeaway was that AI is a growth engine, not a risk. Let's go deeper into the financials. The balance sheet is pristine. They have $3.73 billion in cash and equivalents, and total assets of $26 billion. Total liabilities are $13 billion. So net equity is about $13 billion. They have very little debt. Free cash flow is a monster. In 2025, they generated $4.58 billion in free cash flow, up from $3.42 billion the year before. That's a free cash flow margin of over 34%. For a company growing at 20% plus, that's exceptional. Now let's get into the SWOT analysis. Starting with strengths, ServiceNow has a dominant position in the IT service management market. They have over 8,000 enterprise customers, including many of the Fortune 500. Their platform is sticky, with high switching costs. They're also a cash flow machine. Their weaknesses include a high valuation, which we'll get to, and the fact that they're still heavily dependent on the IT department for growth. Opportunities are massive. The AI opportunity is the biggest. Management has a target of $1.5 billion in AI-related annual contract value. They're also expanding into new verticals like security and customer service. Threats include competition from Salesforce, Microsoft, and other enterprise software giants. There's also the risk that AI commoditizes some of their offerings, or that a recession causes enterprises to cut back on software spending. Let's look at the chart. The stock is down 46% over the past year. It's down 35% in the last 3 months alone. The selling has been relentless. But here's the interesting part. The stock is trading at levels not seen since 2020, before the massive pandemic-era run-up. From a technical perspective, it's deeply oversold. But that doesn't mean it can't go lower. Sentiment is extremely negative, and that's often when the best buying opportunities emerge. Now, let's talk about valuation. This is where it gets really interesting. We ran a comprehensive valuation analysis using a forward PE model, which is the most appropriate model for a high-growth enterprise software company like ServiceNow. The model has a high confidence level and passed all sanity checks. The setup assumes a 10% discount rate, a 2.5% perpetual growth rate, and a terminal PE of 25, which is reasonable for a company with this kind of durable growth and competitive position. So what's the result? Our analysis gives a fair value of $418.81 per share. That's against a current price of about $102. That implies over 310% upside. Now that's a huge number, and it's based on the assumption that the company can continue to grow earnings at a high rate. The 5-year CAGR projection is 32.6%. What drives this valuation? First, revenue growth. Management is targeting $30 billion in subscription revenue, which would be more than double current levels. Second, margin expansion. They're targeting 100 basis points of annual operating margin expansion, aiming for a rule of 60 by 2030. Third, a massive share buyback program. They executed $2 billion in buybacks in Q1 alone, and they're shrinking the share count by about 1% annually. And fourth, the AI tailwind. They're seeing accelerating demand for AI-powered products, which is a major growth driver. So here's my take. I'm a buyer of ServiceNow at these levels. The verdict is a strong buy. The upside case is clear. You're buying a 20% grower with 35% free cash flow margins at a forward PE of less than 20. That's a sub 1x PEG ratio. Historically, that's been a fantastic entry point for this stock. The risk case is that the AI narrative doesn't play out as expected, or that competition from Microsoft or Salesforce eats into their market share. There's also the risk that the stock continues to fall if the market remains risk-averse toward high-growth tech. But the reward potential far outweighs the risk. The trigger for me is the current price. I'm already in. For a 5-year, $10,000 investment outlook, our model projects that $10,000 invested today would grow to over $41,000, assuming the valuation converges to fair value and earnings growth materializes. That's a compelling risk-reward. To wrap it up, ServiceNow is a high-quality business that's been unfairly punished by the market. The fundamentals are strong, the balance sheet is pristine, and the AI opportunity is real. The stock is trading at a deep discount to its intrinsic value. That doesn't mean it can't go lower in the short term, but for long-term investors, this looks like a golden opportunity. As always, do your own research and invest accordingly. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next video.